Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. Where do you find yourself judging others so much? And what is it that you need to be able to let go and release whatever it is, the belief system, the this, the that, to unlock that judgment, which is also directed towards yourself, and therefore also unlock the shame? Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal Franco, and today I want to muse about aspects of letting go of judgment and shame. So, you know, I've gotten really, really honed in on how important it is to me to help everyone let go of all of this stuff that they carry around as shame, because it is held so deeply in our tissues and in our belief systems, and it really holds us back from being ourselves, from being more authentic, from feeling safe in the world to shine as the amazing being that we are here to be. So, a few different instances, and this actually goes back over a week for me now, but a few different instances were really significant for me in the online space where I, you know, honestly, I don't do a ton on social media. I check my messages or my notifications. I clear things out. I see the first XYZ on my feed, all right? And so it's really entertaining to me how things come into my sphere. Going back a couple weeks, there were multiple things where, and I'm a huge comments person, I will say, that's the place where I get kind of sucked into things. I'll see something and I'm like, what are people saying in the comments? And so it's been really interesting for me because I've been seeing these instances where people are posting something and they're really hoping for some sort of support, maybe guidance, anything like that. And they end up being the ones who get torn to pieces on the internet. Now, the internet is a wild place. And if you're going to be there, obviously, you need to be able to be prepared for whatever's coming your way. Sure, sure. Caveat, caveat. And what it brings up for me as an observer is, my goodness, why are we tearing each other apart? Why are we so quick to like throw blame and shame at people? In fact, even those words, shame on you, I have seen, I think, like 6 to 8 times in the last month. And that blows me away because I feel like we're really at a time of life where we as a collective are trying to eliminate so much shame. You look at how parenting has really shifted because people have become more aware of things like attachment parenting and how much certain things create certain outcomes and or are supportive of other outcomes and this and that, right? So it surprises me sometimes when I see how quick people throw people under the bus or throw shame at them. And it's like, to me, like, oh, all the feelings, okay? So there was a very specific instance where somebody was bringing this issue up. And what was crazy is, as a side note in their issue, they said, so I said to this person, I haven't showered in 2 days. And this person got torn apart. Why haven't you showered in 2 days? That's disgusting. Blah, 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 blah. And that was not what the issue was. Like, the issue had to do with somebody reacting really poorly to this piece of information, basically. Anyway, it shocked me, but it shocked me because I'm not the type of person to shower every day either. And that's by choice. This person had, you know, they're in the throes of young toddlerhood, babyhood, mothering, okay? And so that was more what was going on, and not having the support of their partner. And they were here to like discuss and gain some support in what was going on. And that also really blows me away, because why in a space where somebody is mothering and they're in the throes of like under 5 year old parenting, and why? It's just, it's crazy to me. So first of all, I did not expect this, because in my world, I didn't think two things about reading that she didn't shower for 2 days. That was like nothingness to me. I'm huge in, I will shower every day if it's like super hot, crazy summer stuff, or I'm doing construction-y, painting, whatever it is, you know, things like that. Other than that, I want to maintain the horny layer of my skin. I want to keep my hair functioning well, because if it gets washed too much or wet too much or whatever, it doesn't do what I want it to do. Even though, I mean, I've got curly hair, so it is kind of nice sometimes to get it wet because it bounces itself back. But blah-de blah, I'm huge into not doing that. That doesn't mean I'm not keeping myself clean. Like, it is crazy how people would jump to things like that too. And it was reminding me of when I first learned of another culture, and how the women of that culture would wash their yonis every night before bed. And I'm like, that is brilliant and beautiful. At first, I was really young, and so I was kind of confused by it in that moment, but it was probably about 6 months to a year later where I was just like, whoa, that's really cool, and I could understand more. And then even years later, I was like, oh, wow, I really understand that, you know? So we keep evolving, we keep growing, things keep changing, and the more you're, you know, exposed to different cultures and this and that, the more you grow and evolve too. Even just like traveling among different cities, you get different vibes and you experience different things. Okay, back to the point. So as I'm reading all of this, I'm just like, wow, what is up with these people, and why are they so full of judgment? And with that, my question is, where are you full of judgment? Where are you throwing shade and judgments out in the world? And how many of those, and how is it impacting you and being redirected towards yourself? Because that's what happens, is when we're judging other people, it's very indicative of the fact that we judge ourselves quite harshly. And it's often there where we have these hidden shames, and we feel like we can't be ourselves and express all of the facets that we be, because we do this to other people, so therefore it's going to happen to us, and so better hide, right? So it's really important that we start shedding this judgment and really like hone in on the stuff that really matters, especially in things like that where it's so superficial, right? Like, this is not something that is, if how much somebody showers isn't really impacting you, unless, I guess, if they're somebody who's sitting close to you on the bus and they really are smelly or something. Okay, as I was discussing this with another person, like, the statement of like live and let live came up a lot, and it was just, there's just so much here. And my big picture takeaway from all of this is, oh my gosh, can we please let go of all of this shaming on one another? Please, can we please do that? Especially as I sit and I think about how powerful and how amazing all the humans I've encountered are. You know, we've all got different struggles. We've all got different things. Of course, with me and the Gene Keys, I'm always like, we've all got our shadows. We've all got those different vibrational states. We all are all the feelings, right? And we are very human and we make mistakes. And we're here to learn and grow, evolve, and connect and be love. So the more you can embrace yourself and let go of being so harshly judgmental to yourself, and the more you can let go of that out in the world, the better. The more we get to tune into love, the more we get to tune into respect, understanding, compassion, right? All right, that is the invitation. So we can go out in the world and be spreading more love and compassion and understanding and support. And obviously, I'm here if you're wanting to dive into your own shadows or move any of your own hidden shames or anything like that, so you can be witnessed and seen and held in a little container and bubble of love and appreciation. I am here for you. Let's gift the world more of that, more of our authentic selves, more of our light, more of the appreciation and understanding that we're all human and whole, and that we all have our shadows, and we're all doing the best that we can in any given moment. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.